Hey guys, it's Amber May, and guess what I have for you? I want to show you towels that actually work. Oh, they're from MyPillow. And right now, there's a killer sale going on MyPillow. When you go visit mypillow.com/Amber, these are the softest towels, and the towels actually work. So I was trying them out at her house, and then I'm like, I gotta go home and buy my own set of towels. And since then, I've been switching all my towels to MyPillow towels. So, hey, use promo code Amber at mypillow.com/Amber and get towels that actually work. Get a 6-piece towel set, normally $109. Get it right now for $39. So, mypillow.com, use promo code Amber. Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I hope you really have a good time on this episode because I had a good time talking to him, and I'm talking about Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay. It was just a really good time. He came by the booth and we sat and chatted. And it's funny because every single time I'm with him, I'll leave that for the show. I talk about it on the show, so I'll leave that mystery for the show. But make sure you like, share, subscribe. Please do so. Support my independent journalism. You know, Mike Lindell, MyPillow with promo code Amber, save up to 66% off. Massive bedding sale right now. Those towels are amazing. And Dr. Sella also wants to help you sleep, so make sure you go get her Kobe Sleep Bites at drsellamd.com. Use promo code Amber May. She's also the doctor you can trust. If you're really sick and need some medication, she will give you exactly what you need and not to give you something that could harm you. So drstellamd.com, promo code Amber May. Make sure you're prepared. I mean, Patriot Street Fighter is always prepared. Make sure you're prepared. I have a link in my resource section and in the description below on my website at theambermayshow.com. Hit the resource tab or click the link below and stock up on your supplies, whether it's alcohol, we ran out of sanitizers, you know, or food. That's the most important. You never know if you're going to have a job loss or a war or a convoy or grocery stores going out and like being depleted. Don't you remember that? Like that really happens. People lose their jobs. People aren't allowed to go to work. Huh? The government might shut it down. Are we going to talk about that on today's show with Scott McKay? Who knows? You'll have to wait and see. But check that out. Make sure you're prepared. I want my Amber May Show people to be prepared. I know Patriot Street Fighter wants their people to be prepared. That's all we want. And then, you know what? I just partnered with, and Patriot Street Fighter may know them. I'm not sure. But the Commander's artist is General Flynn approved. He loves their artwork. And there's a bidding war at the Reawaken Tours every time there's a Reawaken Tour. You can get a discount by using my name, Amber. And you can get a discount at commandosartist.com. And the links are in the description below or on the promo code. So up next, without further ado, Scott McKay is right here on the Amber May Show. In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theambermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theambermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait, get it today. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury, sleep is a necessity. It's gonna help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Thank you. one and only Patriot Street Fighter, Scott McKay. I'm so excited that you decided to come back on the program. I loved interviewing the last time. It was funny because last time I interviewed you in Phoenix, I felt like a celebrity. Like, I felt like I was interviewing a celebrity, and then I felt like a celebrity because the whole time we were getting interviewed, people were like, cheek, 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 taking our pictures. I was like, this is awesome. This is great.
Well, here I am again with Amber. There's a reason why.
I love it. So what has been your message lately that you've been, as you're getting on the road with, you know, with the Reawaken Tour and the other things that you do on the road, what has been your main message that you've been giving out to people lately?
Mainly that we the people are the solution to the problem. You know, the military apparatus, you know, Trump's involvement, what's going on around the world, all those things working in our favor, working on behalf of humanity. They're doing their job, and we have to do ours. This is a We the People operation. The Great Awakening is the greatest threat to them, to the scumbags. It's the greatest threat, is We the People waking up. So once we hit this critical mass number of 4% is typically when you hit critical mass in a population, once we hit that and there's a mushroom cloud that goes out of just everybody now coming, that's when we bring this shit show, the satanic order to the ground, because we're all coming after them now, we the people, not just America, the whole planet. That is the marker, the whole planet, that's the marker. Once we move in unison against this power structure, these scumbags and criminals and politicians and central bankers and big tech CEOs and these pedophiles and satanists, once we say no more. And not only that, are we going to let you go if you stop doing what you're doing. It's not about stopping them. It's about removing them from power and the planet as a conscious human, if necessary. Quite frankly, they need to go in a box in the ground and we're done.
Hey, I'm all for that one. Now, in Canada, we just saw this trucker movement, right? And then we saw Trudeau act upon them and threaten their money and all this stuff. And I was speaking to someone here at the event who was witnessing the whole trucker convoy. What would be your message to them? Because they feel somewhat, I think they feel it. I could be wrong, but like they're stuck. They don't know what to do next. Because, A, they don't have the Second Amendment like we do, which has been, she said, that I didn't realize how important that Second Amendment was. Yeah. Because none of them had that Second Amendment right, because when the government came after them, they know they were well equipped versus the people were not armed. How do we encourage our people to the north to continue the fight? Because I really appreciate that movement that they did with the trucker convoy. Yeah. I thought that was amazing. Because we've been watching them for all this time just sit back and comply and comply and comply. And to me, that was the first time in the last 2 years. It was almost like, I'm done complying, but now what else do I do?
You know, the tough thing for Canadians or even Australians who gave up their weapons, they're going to pay a heavy price for refusing to think as an independent human being and refusing to think about why do they not want us to have weapons. We now can see in the world they prefer that we kill each other. How do I know? Because they're killing us with their medical monster machine. They're killing us with wars. They're killing us with bioweapons, toxic chemtrails, the food supply, big pharma. They're trying to kill us. Now, if they want to take your gun so we don't kill each other, you got to use a little logic here. Wait a minute. They want to kill us. Why wouldn't they let us kill each other? So then you draw the conclusion, that's why they want the guns, so we can push back an offensive tyrannical force of government or otherwise. And those people, especially Australia, I remember when they made that move and allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
And I watched them bulldozing like 500,000 rifles with bulldozers. And I said, they're forked. Because the day's going to come when they want to defend themselves and they can't. So unfortunately now, you're going to pay a price. And what do you do if you're a Canadian? Well, listen, when they sent military personnel in there to start arresting the leaders, why wasn't there 2,000 truckers or citizens that converged on these people with weapons? Why? Because if they did, the military is not going to start shooting civilians, because that hits the planet. That hits the world media. The world's going to come unglued. And that pendulum's going to be swinging back with anger and disgust. And it instigates in their own countries the people that would do that to them. They're now going to be enraged and ready for the same thing. So Canadians, unfortunately, because you've allowed this socialist mentality exist and you've come to America for, I've been around Hollywood 20 years ago, they come from Canada, they start espousing the socialist bullshit. Well, guess what? Obviously, there's a massive storm right on top of you because you guys wanted to import that here in the United States when you came here. So unfortunately, those of you who were those people, you're now going to pay a price or you're going to servitude and bondage. Don't mean to be harsh, but if somebody doesn't tell you the truth, how are you ever going to know? You're going to have to fight with numbers. If you don't have weapons, when you have a tyrannical, satanic force coming down on you, then you got to figure a way out. You can overwhelm them with your numbers. The police are not going to start murdering humans that are defending themselves. The military is not going to start. You're going to have losses, no doubt. But if it does happen, once it happens, it's going to enrage the rest of the Canadians. They're going to come out swinging. Law enforcement will be on notice. You're going to kill us now? Guess what? We outnumber these bastards on the planet by the billions. This is where you have to draw the line, and this has to stop. The people have to stop it. So Canada, great job. You kicked off the bravery and courage of us sleep Americans. You kicked that off. These people in the country got off the bench because of the Canadians. The fight the Canadians have waged is amazing. Shocked all of us, but the fight is not over. You have their attention now. You now got to finish. If you stop now, everything you've done is now laying waste on the battlefield of defeat. You can't allow that to happen. You have to fight these people in every sense of the term of that word, fight, whatever it is. You have to mount a massive offensive against these criminal scumbags because they're answering to a different power. They want to kill you, and you can stop it.
Now, you said something I didn't know about you. You spent time in Hollywood? Tell me about that. Because this is something new. I didn't know about
I had moved out there in Los Angeles back in 96. So for 10 years, I come from the wellness industry. So I had a client base.
I didn't know that about you either.
Yeah. I was on the national competitive bodybuilding stage for a number of years when I was young. And that, you know, translated into that wellness industry. My education
is in sense.
So my bachelor's is in that field, corporate health and wellness. But anyway, so I had a clientele, a private company where I obviously worked with a number of these people that are none of the talent that I remember, but typically the behind the scenes controllers, directors, talent agents, managers, those kind of people, producers, they were my clients.
Oh, wow.
So I was around that, and these were good people. I mean, I can't really think of one person that I didn't think was, there is one guy that was a scumbag, but for the most part, these were good people. So that lasted, it's about a 10-year time span.
Oh, wow. And so what did you do as the client, they were your client, so what did you do for them?
Oh, we were revamping their whole fitness profile.
Oh, okay.
Changing their bodies.
Okay.
You know, okay. What everybody wants to, I worked on their mind first, because I can't change your body unless I can turn
that
screws
here. That makes a lot of sense, because you're this big guy, and that makes a lot of sense that you're a bodybuilder,
was.
Dr. Sherwood was.
I've been a has-been longer than you've been alive.
I don't know.
Was.
But you still are really big, so that makes a lot of sense. Do you still work out and stuff like that? Or
I haven't for 3 years because I had those catastrophic hits, you know. So.
But it's like your muscle memory is still, it looks like it. I don't know, just visually, it's like it's all there still. At least it looks like it to me. So what got you into bodybuilding? That's a fascinating story. My sister did it for a while and she competed, and I thought that was really cool. So what prompted you into starting doing that and competing?
I was the weakest guy on my football team when I was a sophomore in high school. And then we had to do these tests, strength, agility, and I came in dead last. And I was like, this is never going to happen again. I was a basketball player. That's my best sport.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, I didn't want to get killed on the football field, and I didn't want to be humiliated as being the weakest, slowest guy. So, you know, had a pair of plastic weights with concrete in them, those old, that old equipment from back in the 80s. And I started working out in my basement on my own for a couple of years, and then I went from being at the bottom to the top. And then after high school, somebody invited me into this bodybuilding show locally, and I was total amateur. I was only 17, and I actually did pretty well. I was like, wow, this is fun. And then it just went from there and kind of just...
And then got you into the medical, pharmaceutical, like what did you say it was?
My education, my bachelor's in corporate health and wellness.
Okay.
So obviously from that career, I inadvertently ended up in the private fitness industry once I moved to California.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, just kind of happenstance.
That's why you're so knowledgeable when you have these people come on your program that talks about health and wellness and supplements and stuff, because you're like right on point with them. Like, you're keeping up with these experts that you have on your show. So that makes a lot of sense. Okay, all right. Now, how did you transition for corporate health and wellness? Because you said you were really into politics. Was that just a side thing that you were, you were involved in like campaign? You were involved in campaigns, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so where did that transition come into?
So back in 1990, I heard Newt Gingrich speaking at a big arena one night, and he wasn't even a minority whip or majority leader in the House or the Speaker of the House yet, but he was, the way he was talking on the stage, and he was talking about Reagan. And I remember him banging his fist on the podium saying, Ronald Wilson Reagan changed the history of the human race. I was like, and I loved Reagan. And I was like, that's what I'm going to do in my life. Some point, and so that, so I started working these campaigns over the next 16 years. And my objective was to get to the United States Senate one day. That was my target. This is what I'm going to eventually, you know, get to that point. Until 2006, I finally realized that the whole machine's corrupt and half these people are criminals. So then I just walked away and I was done with elected politics and, sat in the sidelines until I saw Trump make that announcement speech, and I was like, I watched him for 3, 4, 5 minutes, and I started texting people around the country. I started telling them, turn your TV on, you have to see this. This is a Republican nominee, landslide president. And I'm like, holy shit, I never saw him coming. And right there he is. And I listened to that speech for 45 minutes, and I was like, now we have a chance. Now we have somebody. There's no Ronald Reagan on the horizon. I knew that until I saw him. I was like, this is it. We're gonna get the country back.
Now, is that dream completely gone from you to be U.S. Senator? Because I feel like a man of your caliber could slay the swamp, you know? And then if you have your pastor, Leon Benjamin, you have my friend, you don't know him yet, at least maybe you do know him. My friend Josh Barnett's running for Congress. And you have, like, all these people that, even that you know from the tour, like, I just feel like you'd be a force to reckon with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think they'd want to come against you and your crew. I don't know. I think...
All right, let me settle this right here now. Not a prayer.
Okay. Right.
The only way they could get me inside that swamp, they had to put a bullet in my head, drag me by the feet to that shit show, and I'd probably get up and run away anyways. I don't want anywhere near these people. I despise them. I know what they are. If they're there and they're in that beltway or any state capital or any state legislature and they don't sound like me right now, they're working for the enemy. Because you're not going to take this back without disruption. If these people walk into power, including my friends here, they know what I said. I'm all support. You get in there and you're quiet, silent, and you don't sound like me, guess who's coming? I'm your worst enemy. Because these people have destroyed humanity.
Right.
They almost push us over a cliff.
Yeah.
This is war. Believe me. If Christ dropped down here right now, he would say, you see that guy over there, the foul mouth? You need to follow him. He's ready to kick ass for Christ. Stop being pussies and get in the fight. That's what, I'm being facetious, of course, but maybe he would. But I think he would. I think he would.
Well, you never know. I don't know. I think that's very admirable that was a dream, and I get where you're coming from.
It was a dream that would have become a nightmare had I got there.
That's what I'm saying. You could be that nightmare now if you decided to,
it's better out here. Because I got open range to attack
That's
all
true.
These scumbags
That's
and say,
true.
There's one, take them out.
That's probably my favorite word that you say, is scumbag. I love that word. And when you say it, it has this power behind
it. It has a melody to it.
It really does. And but if I say scumbag, it's not even close to when you say it. It's like, it comes with this power and authority. And I'm just like, scumbag. And like, dude.
Hey, add a little,
but you say it, it's like,
add
scumbag.
A little salt to it. Add a little salt to it. Say, fork and scumbags.
I love it. There's something about you just rings with me. I love it. So what is coming up next in your life? What's the next thing going on, unless you don't have a next thing? I mean, you get invited all over the place. I mean, people love you. Your show's just off the chain. I mean, everybody loves Patriot Street Fighter. So is there like an upcoming thing that people need to know about? Or?
I don't have the next tour planned yet. I'll be at all the Clay Clark events. I've spoken at all of them. So I'll be next month, every month moving forward. I've got an event in Gettysburg on the 22nd of April. I'll do that. I'll do Clay's event. Other than that, I'm trying to, you know, it's not like me to turn down coming in to speak to people. But I need to recover. I'm pretty beat up. Multiple attacks, you know, energy weapons and all those things last year take their toll on you. So I've never been able to completely recover. So I need a little time to try to, I've been getting some scalar healing treatments and other types of more of the advanced tech we talk about is out there, the med bed technology,
different types of scanning equipment, energy.
So I didn't talk about that today. I thought I would, just another time. But so I've been utilizing these resources that have been handed to me to help me, you know, get better, recover, and get back in the gym for the first time in 3 years, hopefully.
You know what? You shocked me because you look like you work out all the time. And so your muscle has stayed.
The best way I can describe me now, and you'll get this. You ever see a Snickers bar set on a picnic table in the sunshine all day? You take the wrapper off, it's a whole different story. That's me.
I love you so much. I'm so glad I got to meet you, because you're just so fun to talk to, and you have this charisma about you, and I think that's why you have such a great following, because you're real with people, you're funny, you have a great personality. Guys, I was last night at an event with him, and he had a crowd the whole time. I'm trying to interview the man. Women are walking up, hey, can you give me some advice on this? I interviewed him the first time. It was click, 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 click. I mean, you do have this great personality, God bless you with, and you share with the world, and you're easily liked, and I think that's why I got this great following. And I'm just so blessed that you gave me such a great promo on your Telegram channel that some amazing street fighters decided to join my Telegram, and we've just had the greatest chats ever since. And I get a kick out of some of your Telegram posts. They're hilarious.
Oh yeah, they don't mess around. They are. They don't mess around. Anybody attacks me or attacks other Patriots, boom, they're bounced. Yeah. But you know, the great thing about it is that, as I said today, Patriot Street Fighter is not a person, it's a movement, it's a mission, and it's an army of ass-kicking we the people that decide to rise up, stand up, and say, we're done with your bullshit, you're going to do it our way now, and if you don't, we're going to remove your head from your shoulders, one way or another. And they're loyal. They're loyal to the mission. They're loyal to each other. So I love introducing people like you. And what you'll see is they always make me look good. So I say, hey, check this girl out. Yeah. And boom, here they come. Here comes the Patriot Street Fighter Army, because we're a massive family. Everybody's got each other's back.
I agree with that. That's they one thing massive. I love about all of us knowing Clay. I feel like he's been such a great uniter of... If it wasn't for Clay, I never would have met you, you know? And I don't know how you met Clay. How did you meet Clay?
Ann Vandersteel, before the first event in Tulsa, asked me to come. And I had met Clay, and then she said, would you have Clay on your podcast? Who's Clay, you know, to help him, you know, help promote the event. So we brought him on, and I found out in 3 days they sold out, got like 50,000 requests for tickets.
Cool.
I was like, really?
And he has such a great personality, doesn't he?
Yeah.
How he always talks about burritos on stage? Like, hey, give up your burrito and give to this person. Get rid of your guacamole, your sour cream, and your burrito so you can donate to this person. Yeah. I feel like one of these days I'm just going to mail him a burrito.
That's a pretty good idea.
I think it's hilarious.
That's a great idea.
I hope he gets the joke, because he always brings up burritos all the time.
I think it's fun sentence.
And see, you and him, I think together, make great shows, because your personality is outstanding. He's hilarious. You guys together, I think it's dynamic.
I think he's done a great job. I know Clay gets beat up, you know, for having these events, making money. And all you people out there that are bitching about Clay Clark maybe making some money, let me tell you something. I fund my events coming here And I probably spent $60,000 to $70,000 last year with my security team and travel costs to be at these events. So if I'm not bitching, you guys stop bitching.
Right.
I'm here, I invest that money. I know, yeah, people are making money. General Flynn, these people. So what?
This
is America, it's capitalism. And they're making a lot of my money. Because it's costing me a lot to be here. Say, Scott, why would you do that? Because this is where the people are.
Is it America worth
it? I'm fighting with the people. I come here, most people know, I don't spend all my time in the green room. I'm out here with the people. We don't need 50 more generals. We need 500,000 Patriot Street Fighters in this army fighting.
That's right.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's why I spend all my time with the people. I don't want to be separated from the people.
Right.
That's why I wouldn't be a politician, because now I'm separated from my people. And I'm not going to be in anything in my world or allow anybody to tell me, you cannot be with the people. Go fork yourself. In fact, you can't be around me. Get out of here. We did it their way for a long time. Now we're doing it our way.
I agree. Well, thank you so much, Scott, for coming on the program. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you very much.
And you're doing a great job. I'm glad to have you back in the game doing this. Space needed.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Amber May, and today I'm going to be talking to you about protecting your wealth. Normally, I talk to you about protecting your health. I talk about other things, but today we're going to be talking about your wealth, because if you don't have your health and you don't have your wealth, then what do you have, right? And so I'm going to show you a strategy where you won't lose money. You can only gain money, and you're going to be like, what? How does that work? I'm going to show you how, because what I do is it's a growth-only strategy. Meaning if the market goes backwards, you don't lose a penny. When the market's doing great, you do great too. And I'm going to show you how to do it, because I want to help you guys build a legacy for yourself and for your family. So imagine this, like, we always hope that we are on the top end of the market when we're getting ready to retire. But if you're like my dad, that may not happen to you. And you know, my dad was in 2008, we all remember the housing market that crashed, right? Everything went down, stocks, everything went down. We just had a total meltdown of our market. And so my dad, who's really close to retiring, lost a great deal of his money. Was he able to retire at that point? Absolutely not. How could he have lived when he had just lost a ton of his money? And I don't want that to happen to you, because after I saw that happen in real life, I was like, Nope. So that's why one of the reasons I'm really passionate about what I do. So let me show you. So I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security. And right here, this is kind of what I was talking about with the stock market. So you can see right here in 2008, the stock market took a dive. If you were on the index, because that's what we use with our clients, these people never took a hit. So if my dad would have been on the index in 2008, he would have been fine. He could have retired. So you always hope that it's you that are on the upswing, like up here, and not the downswing when it's your time to retire. So I'd love to sit and talk to you. 15-minute conversation is all I really need. 20 minutes maybe. And then if you're interested, go fill out the form on my website at theamremayshow.com. Contact me. Let me know you want to talk to me 15, 20 minutes, and we can show you how you can have a growth-only way to save for retirement, have a great, robust savings, protection should you become ill or injured. This is amazing for children. So if you're looking at a way to invest for your children, do what I did. Come talk to A&M Futures, Amber May, and we'll get you taken care of. Have a great day.